Do we really love those 100% customers? The ideal for most salesmen is to have a 100% customer. This customer buys all of its needs from the salesman and his company. How much do we really love those 100% customers, though? The answer to that question depends on the kind of market in which the company competes. We have looked at these 100% customers in different market environments. We found an interesting phenomenon that you should check in your own industry. In industries where price competition was not intense, 100% customers paid slight premiums over the expected prices for customers of their size. These premiums amounted to 1 to 2%. These are significant premiums in terms of the profitability of the customer for the company. On the other hand, where the industry was hostile and price competition was intense, we found that 100% customers tended to pay less, not more, than their expected price. These discounts off the expected price ran from 1 to 3%. They seemed to happen because the salesmen who guided the relationship with these customers were so concerned about losing the customer relationship that they overcorrected on their pricing recommendations. So you do not want to assume that a 100% customer is more profitable for the company. Sometimes that is true, and sometimes it isn't. In addition, when the market gets difficult, the 100% customer may blame you for his own profit problems. Were that 100% customer to have another supplier in his relationship, he would know that he is getting a competitive price and look to himself to correct his profit problems.